7h30, les sports en anglais. Kelly Eben.
Good morning. Coming up in this newscast, 18 Elite One football teams in Cameroon continue searching for glory as the competition gets closer to the eight. Sambo coaches in Cameroon enhance their skills with new techniques received during the just-ended three-day training camp in Yaoundé. And out of the country, former world heavyweight champion Tyson Fury announces his retirement from boxing. And those were our major stories. The news in full. Players and staff of the under-17 women football team of Cameroon are expected in Bafoussam, where they will confront Egypt in the second leg first-round qualifier for the next FIFA World Cup in that category. The Baby Lionesses over the weekend at the Cairo National Stadium took a better option by trashing their Egyptian counterparts 5-0 in the first leg. Cameroon will need to avoid defeat at the Kwekongomi Sports Stadium to move to the next stage of the competition. The battle for supremacy in the top-tier football championship in Cameroon reached fever pitch with uncertainty surrounding who can succeed Victoria United as the 2024-2025 champion. After the 7 matches played over the weekend, Colombe Sportif of the Giant Lobo are topping on the standings with 17 points after they overpowered Mambutus of Mbuda 2-1. Ben Collis Noiberiwo.
The next one of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium witnessed unprecedented drama this Sunday as it hosted two decisive matches. Canon Sportif of Yaoundé dropped to fourth place after being held to a 1-1 draw by Coton Sport of Garoua, while Colombe Sportif of the Dja and Lobo consolidated their lead by coming from behind to beat Mambutus of Buda 2-1. The defeat pushed the Mangwa boys closer to the relegation zone. It was another disappointing day for fans of Young Sports Academy of Bamenda as their team suffered a humiliating 4-1 defeat at the hands of Gazelle FA of Garoua, who now occupy the second place with 14 points. The Yellow Submarines from Bamenda, that are still to win a match this season, remain at the bottom of the classification table with just 2 points. Aigle Royal of the Mongo secured a crucial 1-0 win over Dynamo of Douala, pushing the Bon Bunch up from the 4th to the 5th place. Victoria United of Limbe moved from the 4th to the 3rd position after defeating Ice Fortuna 3-1. Astro of Douala beat Panthe Sportif of the Ndi 2-1, while 4th Azu Elite of Yaoundé played a 1-1 draw with Stade Renard of Milan. PWD of Bamenda and Union Sportif of Douala ended their match in a goalless draw, with both teams now having 8 points each. The Nasara Gamakai occupy the 11th position, while the Abaka boys sit 12th, just 1 spot away from relegation.
Ben Collins, Naiberiwo. Unisport of Kaman Bafmeng United of Menchum are still topping the two pools of the Elite 2 football championship after the 5 matches played over the weekend. Bafmeng United solidified their position at the top of Pool A with 11 points after edging out RS FAP 3-2, while Unisport of Nkam, even though they were beaten by Atlantic of Kribi 0-1, remained on the top of Pool B with 10 points. More with Harrison Ashotiko.
Day 5 of the Elite 2 Championship produced some exciting results in Pool A. Leaders Bafmeng United came from behind to beat IS FAP of Yaoundé at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo by 3-2. Aigle Royal of the Menwa and Tonne Kalara Club of Yaoundé separated on a 1-1 draw. In Abombang, local side Union Sportive and Jikov Banjun separated on a goalless draw. Over the Centenary Stadium in Limbe, Isosa overpowered Fuvu of Baham by 4-2. In Pool B, Yafut and Raseng separated on a goalless draw in the second match at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo. Apejes humbled Ngoki Tunja of Bamenda by 4-1. Franklin Gameka scored a hat-trick in the encounter. In a day, Atlantic of Kribi defeated Unisport of Opankam 1-0. Following the results, Bafmeng United tops Pool A with 11 points, followed by Isosa of Limbe with 10 and IS FAP of Yaoundé with 7. Fuvu Club of Bam with 2 points and Jikov Banjun with 1 point are in the danger zone. In Pool B, Unisport of Nkam still tops the table with 10 points, followed by Avion Academy of Douala with 9 points. And in the danger zone, we have Yafut with 3 points and Dragon of Yaoundé with 0 points.
Harrison Ashutiko. Away from football, 5 Cameroonian judo athletes are en route to Casablanca, Morocco, where they will take part in the African Open from the 16th to the 19th of this month. The competition that is coming less than a month to the 2025 African Championship in Abidjan, Côte d'Ivoire, is already part of qualifiers for the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics. The president of the Cameroon Judo Federation, Alain Christian Kinge, told Ben Collins Noiberuo that Team Cameroon is set.
Team Cameroon is ready, and we have 5 athletes who will go there. We have Sopin Bela Richel Anita, Biami Zita Onela, Baba Macha Marie Céline, Tamazan Frank, and Guyana Vladimir Carlos. And it's our first competition for 2025, and we make very good training session, and we are ready to go there. But also, we have African Judo Union Congress. We have make election for the new Bureau of African Judo Union, 14th of January, and be in the list for sporting director, and I think I will be re-elected in that place.
Mr. President, you're very confident?
Yes, because me and my team, we did a good job, and every country need me to stay in the position. I think it will be a formality for me. And in January 16, I send you information about the new Bureau of African Judo Union. I think I will be there.
While wishing you good luck, Mr. President, let's go to the competition proper. What are the stakes of this African Judo Open?
This year is a part of qualification of Olympics, and we have to put our athletes in good position for the world ranking list, because when we go to the competition, and if you have a bad ranking list, it's not good for you to go to the competition, because when we do the draw, we are in the bad position. We have to begin the competition with the high-level performance athlete. But when we have good position in the world ranking list, you have to begin the competition at the quarterfinal. You have to have a good draw. And it's important for us to do African Open of Casablanca, because we have African Championships in April at Abidjan. And if you have a good position in African Open Casablanca, I think the athlete from Cameroon have good position in Africa Championship, and we have more chance to get gold medal, to have African continental title with 2 or 3 athletes.
From judo to sambo, some sambo coaches in Cameroon have enhanced their skills through new techniques acquired during the just-ended 3-day training camp in Yaoundé. The initiative is part of the Cameroon Sambo Federation's drive to develop and promote the discipline in the country. One of the participants was the physiotherapist of the Cameroon Sambo Federation, Peter Mboye. He was interviewed after the training camp by Ben Collins Noiberuo.
It's a very, very important seminar meant to upgrade sambo coaches. The technical aspect was initiate and bring the coaches into the applying the modern techniques in sambo. Most of these athletes, right now they are athletes because not all of them are coaches. They work with specific training clubs. So the experts in this seminar were there to give them the modern techniques and their names and the pedagogy in teaching various techniques. Both of them are in the national, like athletes, and have already started initiating clubs on their own. So there was a technical aspect and a medical aspect, where they were taught emergency medical techniques to see how they could manage minor traumatic cases that they could find in clubs during the training sessions with their athletes.
After that, journalists will be next.
Yes, the next training course is for journalists. They have to learn the language of the discipline.
In foreign news, former world heavyweight champion Tyson Fury has announced his retirement from boxing. Fury last fought in December when he lost his rematch against WBA, WBC and WBO champion Alexander Usyk. The 36-year-old Fury previously announced his retirement after beating Dillian Whyte in April 2022, but returned 6 months later. The Briton has enjoyed 2 stints as heavy weight champion and holds a record of 34 wins, 2 defeats and 1 draw. And that was a sports newscast brought to you by Kelly Eben.